It'll be another busy week for all the candidates running for president. The Republicans debate tomorrow night. The Democrats face off Saturday night. Also, more candidates will be flocking to New Hampshire this week to file their paperwork to be included on February's primary election ballot. Joining us this morning to talk about the race, as he does on Monday, is Boston Globe political reporter James Pendle. Good morning, James.
Good morning, Bob.
First up, Republican Ben Carson under new scrutiny over the truthfulness of stories about his youth, his claims about an incident of violence, a story about a class at Yale. Are these questions making a difference to Republican supporters of his in New Hampshire?
Well, I'm not sure yet. We haven't really seen much pulling on these revelations, which really have been snowballing since, say, Wednesday or Thursday of last week. But I think it's important to keep two things in mind. We discuss how Ben Carson could be affected. First, Ben Carson right now is the outsider alternative, if you want to put it that way, to Donald Trump. So if he's going to lose any points, it's going to go to Trump. Second is that we have such a large field that one thing that's been really going on, I think, all year is that one single gaffe does not really hurt a candidate because there are so many candidates saying so many different things that we move on. It's sort of rhetorical whiplash. But the accumulation of things or fundamental problems that Bush has the last name of Bush, that Chris Christie has Bridgegate, you can go down the line of these different folks. Those big things really hurt a lot because you have other options. The question now is, will all these supposed lies from Ben Carson add up to one single gaffe and we move on by Tuesday? Or are they a fundamental flaw now in Ben Carson?
Carson says that his supporters don't care about this, claiming that he's raised an enormous amount of money in the wake of these new questions.
Yeah, look, again, if that's this base of support of people re-upping another $5 or $10, that's not telling us anything. That could be a subset of the population, and he certainly has really passionate supporters. I've talked to them. The question is whether or not he loses some people or he gains because he thinks he's being wronged.
All right, Marco Rubio also trying to quell a controversy. He's released credit card records after questions were raised about his personal use of a state Republican Party credit card. Is any of this impacting his New Hampshire campaign, do you know?
Well, not now, because these records that he showed, for years we thought this was going to be one of the things that's going to take out Marco Rubio. Oh, those credit cards that he had a joint account with the Florida Republican Party. Well, they released the credit card records on their own, and it wasn't a huge scandal. He paid back everything. And he wasn't even spending all that much money on the personal dime. He said if he could do it over again, he wouldn't have done it like that. And he was one of about 30 people who had such a credit card. He wasn't some weird exception. And he actually didn't spend as much as other people did on personal use. The card was there meant for party use, and he did use it for that.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie seems to have made some gains. He's still near the back of the pack with 8% support, but it's better than the 2% he was polling. Not high enough, though, to actually be allowed on stage in the GOP debate coming up tomorrow night. In New Hampshire, is he on the rise or not?
He is definitely on the rise. He's someone to watch. And the reason why the recent polling for BUR that puts him ahead of Jeb Bush, for context, he's now ahead of Jeb Bush in New Hampshire, isn't enough to get him on the debate stage, is that the debate stage, the people who are putting it on, Fox Business Channel, are only using national polls, as they have been for every single debate all year, not state polls, which is really where the campaign is happening.
All right, finally, James Pendle, the New Hampshire Secretary of State's office is a busy place these days. Candidates getting their names on the ballot, filing their official paperwork to do that. Democrat Hillary Clinton files that paperwork today. So we can be sure that the media and the candidates will make another event out of something that really is very routine.
That's right. Bill Gardner, the Secretary of State, says that he expects between 35 and 60 people to file for president, which interestingly is about the average, because all it takes, as you know, is to fill out a one-page form and give $1,000 or signatures in replacement of that, and you can get yourself on the ballot, and your mom will be proud that you one day ran for president. These things are interesting because there's one of the chances for candidates to reflect on the state of their campaign. And we are less than 100 days away.
James Pendle covers presidential politics in New Hampshire for the Boston Globe and speaks with us on Monday. Thanks, James.
Thank you, Bob.